standing at the Waitrose press event and there's a chap called Chris who's in charge of the product manager, in charge of flowers and horticulture. And fascinatingly, I've watched Waitrose over the past couple of years, I'd say, really, really start supporting the British flower industry. And I love the fact that they're right in front of me here is a most beautiful bouquet of stocks of British, they're British,
British
aren't
they? Stocks and British sweet peas, yeah.
And you can smell them. Mm. I mean, I know there's a barbecue behind us.
Yeah, it's the smell of burgers.
But there's a really sweet smell coming from that.
Yeah, I mean, it's early season at the moment, but there are a beautiful array of colours of purples and mauves and whites, but they're beautiful scented long stem sweet peas, amazing.
You were just saying in the summer, what percentage of your flowers
over come 50% of our flower, British, we support the British growers through the summer, so over 50% of British flowers that you find in Waitrose.
So over 50% of your flowers are British?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. And what, I mean, this is really coming into its own now, and there's a big movement, especially on Twitter, of British flowers.
Yeah.
What's prompted you to start buying British? Because, I mean,
we've bought British for a long time. We've always supported British growers. And I think as we increase our assortment and sort of championing British, that's part of the Waitrose way. So it's something that we do and we're passionate about.
I mean, I spoke to a florist in my local town, in fact, in Market Harborough, who categorically swore to me that she couldn't get decent British flowers. Is that true?
Yeah, you can definitely get British, really decent British flowers, especially in springtime as well. Our tulips, our daffodils, and then as you move into summer, you've got stocks, you've got sweet peas, you've got sunflowers. They're there all the way from spring right through to the end of summer. So there's a great array of seasonal flowers.
And do you get to meet the farmers yourself?
Yeah, we work very, very closely with the growers. So making sure that we're supporting them in the right way in terms of like the variety of development and investing in their crops.
Are they struggling with the weather and the same as the other farmers at the moment?
It's the main thing. I mean, at the moment we've got a really cold spell, so that's going to really delay the sort of summer flowers. So things like peonies and stocks and sunflowers will be a few weeks delay than we'd normally have, just because it's quite cold.
I have to say, I was really captured by your peonies over there.
Yeah,
£5 for five stems.
Yeah.
That is amazing price. Are they British?
They're British, yeah. Definitely, yeah.
I'm definitely...
Sarah Bernhardt, the variety that we use, is an amazing variety.
I'm absolutely going to be going and picking those up because I think they're exquisite. And they're these huge pink blooms. And that price is very affordable, isn't
it? Yeah, it's really good. Really long stems as well, big heads, and they last really well. The only thing with peonies is a shame that they're just sort of such a short period and they're not a very long crop, so they basically come in and go out very quickly.
So when can we expect the peonies in the shops?
Well, again, with the weather that we've got, usually we start May time, but it could be a bit delayed for a few weeks.
So we can expect them sort of May, June. And these are already in the shops at the moment, these beautiful, I mean, again, the sweet peas, it's quite early for them, isn't it, and the stocks. So
they're not in at the moment, but they've just come from the growers. They're their first pick. But we've used them especially for today's press show. So
no pressure then.
No pressure.
So what's your favourite things to look out for this year, Chris, in terms of British flowers?
I think the favourite thing is going to be our sunflowers, our stocks, our peonies, really. My favourite is peony, definitely.
And if, as a housewife, I'm going home, I'm going to buy them. Obviously, I want to make them last as long as possible. Do you know, is there any particular way that we treat them or make them last longer?
We have cut flower food with all the flowers, which is really important. But the key thing with things like stocks is make sure you keep the water refreshed, because basically as the flower grows, the water will sort of create bacteria, so keeping it fresh is really important. And using the flower food.
So change it how often?
I would change it once a week.
Right, okay. So that's very interesting, because I'm terrible. I don't change the water in mine,
well,
so I'll start
die,
doing it.
Yeah.
And I generally notice it when they start smelling.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And that horrible, gooey stuff, not good.
Chris, I really thank you very much for supporting. And I'm going to say, I know you are one of the people who's very much in charge and at the forefront of buying these flowers. It truly delights me. Seriously, to see
amazing,
British flowers
really cool.
Like this.
We have a stand at the Chelsea Flower Show as well.
Oh, we'll see you there.
Yeah, so we promote, obviously, with the NFU. Yeah. We work with them in terms of championing British as well, so produce and horticulture. So.
Well, as I say, that's next month, so
we'll see
you there.
All right, nice to meet you.
Thank you.